you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
If you have a big heart, love helping children achieve their dreams, and helping them overcome challenges, then a career as a guidance counselor may be the job for you. Get to know more about a career in guidance counseling on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. A guidance counselor offers direction to students and other members of staff in the education system. To get started, one has to have a love and appreciation for the sciences.
Well, the requirements, your qualifications are concerned, you need at least two science subjects, along with three other subjects, preferably math and English. But if you don't have the math, facilitations are made with different math programs that will help to fit in the gap for the CXE math that you don't have. But you need definitely two science subjects to move forward. But the primary qualifications are five subjects to be a guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor, Stony Hill Primary and Junior High School, Dawit Jeffrey. At the university level, prospective guidance counselors will be exposed to a number of subject areas.
Guidance counselor, we study the human mind. So looking at it from every angle, human development, personal development, various theories that has to do with thinking, or a person's thinks disorder, whether it be eating disorder, mental disorders, every disorder that you can think of, guidance counseling links to that. So that's what we aim to find out what happens in the mind, and we'll definitely link to behavior. So once we can find out what causes the behavior and what is the behavior, then we can solve the behavior.
Other areas of study include career development and marriage counseling. Mr. Jeffrey says the practical component of the course made it easy for him to apply the various theories he learned in school. Mentorship from senior staff also helped make the transition seamless.
While I was in the process, the president guidance counselor then were on our way out. I was their protege, if that's the word, you know, and she would have taught me the procedures and stuff. But with a counseling degree, you can be in a school like myself, or I can work with child development agencies, or in any business, so to speak, that associates themselves with children. Well, actually, it can be difficult, and at times it can be easy, because while you have seen the criteria for specific disorders just coming out sometimes it takes a while. So while even as a counselor you might solve some problems easily, maybe 2-3 sessions, some problems take like 10-15 sessions before you even find out what's the true issue, because sometimes persons come with something that they think is the issue. But as a guidance counselor, a professional that deals with the mind, you know, find the underlying problem through the various techniques that you would have been taught in school.
To be successful as a guidance counselor, patience and integrity are necessary.
Someone who has an open mind, not tunnel vision, because once you have a tunnel vision, you're in the wrong profession. Someone who's passionate, someone who likes to hear persons talk, persons who have the time to listen and to understand instead of being biased. A person who has good critical analytic skills. Most importantly, persons who can keep their mouth shut, because the confidentiality clause is very important. So you cannot bring around person's business all over the place. You have to be very mindful of that, because you get yourself into trouble as a professional.
Guidance counselor, Stony Hill Primary and Junior High School, Dawit Jeffrey. The Michael University College offers courses in guidance counseling. For more information, call 929-5260. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of student engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the world away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-17714. Applications close on April 30th.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.